So, you have a new Fast and Furious movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I think you can guess what this one's gonna be called.
Okay, let's see. The fourth one was just called Fast and Furious, then we did Fast 5, then Fast and Furious 6, so... This one... I don't know.
Furious 7.
Okay, I don't see how I was supposed to guess that. Do they not go fast in this one?
Oh, they go fast, all right.
So, but obviously the fury of it all is what's gonna sell this one.
Oh, I don't know. This seems pretty arbitrary, man.
And this one takes place just after Tokyo Drift. That was the third movie we put out.
Yeah.
That came out in 2006 and everybody had flip phones. This isn't gonna be believable at all.
Exactly, which is perfect for this franchise.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you throw believability out the window, what do you have left?
I don't know.
Something unbelievable. Believable.
Oh, that does sound like it makes sense. Okay, what happens in this thing?
Okay, so you know that bad guy Owen Shaw from the last movie?
Yeah, he was thrown out of a plane and died.
Well, we never showed his body, so he's in a coma now.
Oh.
Yeah, and so his brother Deckard Shaw goes to visit him in the hospital, and he's like, I'm gonna get revenge, brother. Don't you worry. Just recover.
Nice brotherly love, sure.
And then we're gonna reveal that this guy killed a bunch of people in the hospital and totally messed up the place, because he's such a badass.
Oh, I feel like that's gonna make it harder for his brother to recover. They're gonna have to move him to another hospital.
Yeah, but it's gonna look cool.
That's a good point.
So then this new Shaw guy goes to steal some information from that Hobbs guy, and they get into a big fight that ends with Hobbs falling like 10 stories onto a car.
Oh my god, so from that height, his body would like explode, right?
Actually, no, because he's Dwayne Johnson. He just has a couple of broken bones.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so then we're gonna meet up with Dom and Letty, and she still has amnesia, but he's making her do fun things to kind of jog her memory.
What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Race war.
What?
They go to a street race called Race Wars, and she wins a race against Iggy Azalea for some reason.
Very fun. We should maybe give another thought to the name of that race, though.
I don't think we should give another thought to any of this.
Fair enough.
So now Shaw is actively hunting the whole gang, and he's gonna try to blow up Brian and Dom with a bomb, but they don't die.
Oh, were they far away from the bomb?
No, they were right next to it.
So they're hurt.
Not even a scratch.
Huh.
So now they're really angry at this Shaw guy, and they want to kill him because he also killed Han.
Oh, very rude. Don't kill Han. That's super rude.
Yeah, so Shaw shows up at Han's funeral, and Dom gets into this big chase with him that ends up with them driving into each other head-on at full speed.
Oh my god, are they okay?
No, they both die, because that's how that would play out in real life.
Oh, wow!
No, I'm kidding. They're both completely fine, obviously.
Oh, okay, good.
So just then, this mysterious guy named Mr. Nobody shows up, and he's like, Dom, I need you to work for me, and if you do, we'll help you find Shaw.
I thought Shaw was right there.
He was, but Mr. Nobody scared him away.
So... okay.
So Mr. Nobody wants to get some technology called the God's Eye, which could track anyone anywhere with facial recognition.
So someone could just wear a mask and hide from it?
Yeah, but nobody's gonna do that.
Why?
Because...
that works.
So Mr. Nobody's like, if you get me the God's Eye, I'll let you use it to track Shaw.
The guy that's hunting them?
Yeah, this guy's hunting them hard. He's gonna keep showing up wherever they go.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, they desperately want to locate this guy, but he keeps getting in the way of that by showing up.
All right, well, I hope they find him.
Same here, sir. So to get the God's Eye, they need to get this hacker Ramsey, who's the one who made it.
Okay.
And Ramsey's being transported by some terrorists in some mountains, just surrounded by security.
Wow, it's gonna be hard for them to even get there.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they're gonna put some big parachutes on some cars and drop out of a plane.
That's something they've trained to do?
Well, no, this is such a specific thing that obviously it's the first time they're doing it.
And none of them die in this attempt. They're all able to navigate parachuting cars for the very first time without incident.
Yeah, because see, they used to do underground illegal street racing, so they're qualified for this kind of thing.
That makes sense.
So then we're gonna have this big exciting car chase, and Shaw is gonna show up, as he does.
So how does Shaw even know about this stuff? Does he have God's Eye technology?
Unclear. So eventually Brian is gonna find Ramsey, and it turns out she's a pretty lady.
Oh!
Yeah, when I said hacker earlier, you probably pictured a nerd, didn't ya?
I did, I pictured a nerd when you said hacker.
Yeah, so the twist here is that she's a pretty lady.
Oh, arousing. Plot twists are tight.
And so then Dom's gonna get cornered by a bunch of cars and he's gonna escape by driving off a cliff.
Oh my god, is he okay?
Yeah, obviously.
I should probably stop asking that.
So anyway, then they need to go to Abu Dhabi.
Why?
Well, because we need another big action set piece.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it turns out that Ramsey gave an important tech thingy to a billionaire friend who put it in a sports car in a skyscraper.
Very exciting.
So they sneak into this fancy party that's happening while Tej hacks into the computer mainframe or something.
That's something something he knows how to do.
Yeah, because he used to be involved in illegal underground street races, so he's qualified for this kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And then Letty's gonna get into a fight with Ronda Rousey, because she's popular right now.
Can she act?
Oh, I have no idea, but she's popular right now.
Fair enough.
And so Letty's gonna do some world-class MMA fighting, and even Tej is gonna do some world-class martial arts stuff.
Look, I gotta be honest here, I don't feel like their background in street racing is a good enough explanation for the international spy skills they're all showing.
Okay, so then imagine whenever they're not on screen, they're in a dojo or in computer science classes.
That works for me.
So then Brian and Dom are gonna fly a car in between several buildings.
Oh, that doesn't feel like it would be physically possible at all.
I feel like I can't emphasize how little that matters.
Oh, okay.
So now the good guys have the God's Eye and they go attack Shaw, but it turns out it was an ambush.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so now Shaw and the terrorists have the God's Eye, so things are gonna get pretty serious.
Wait, why'd they bring the actual God's Eye with them? Couldn't someone be tracking Shaw remotely?
Well, I want the bad guys to get their hands on it, so they're gonna bring it with them.
Understandable.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Well, Dom's gonna be like, it's time for one last ride, which is meaningless, because we're gonna make 25 more of these.
But that's gonna sound very cool in the trailer.
Literally the only reason I'm including that line. So then the bad guys are gonna be after them with an attack helicopter and a predator drone.
Wow.
And Hobbs is gonna see this on the news, so he flexes out of his cast and joins the fight.
What?
Well, this is Dwayne Johnson, right? So this is probably the most believable part of the movie, to be honest.
Oh yeah, it kind of is.
And so Letty and Ramsey are being chased by this drone thing, and he's gonna drive an ambulance off an overpass right in time to crash into this thing.
How did he know exactly when and where to drive that thing?
Unclear, so then he rips a minigun off the drone and starts shooting at a helicopter.
Oh boy.
And meanwhile, Dom is fighting Shaw in a parking garage, which is gonna get damaged in an explosion.
Oh no.
And Dom sees that the parking garage is cracking, so he's like, that's the thing about street fights. The street always wins.
Oh. What does that even mean?
No idea, sir. So then he's gonna stomp on the top of the parking garage, which specifically crumbles to crush Shaw under the rubble.
How did he know it wasn't gonna crumble under him as well?
I don't know.
Oh, an extremely precise stomp.
So then Dom gets in his car and does this crazy jump and leaves a bag of grenades on the terrorist's helicopter, and then Hobbs shoots it and the whole thing explodes.
How did Hobbs see the bag from that far, let alone know it was full of explosives? You know what, never mind.
So then Dom crashes his car, so he's in rough shape.
Okay, I feel like he's constantly crashed his car throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, but now the movie's almost over, so we're gonna be like, oh, maybe it hurt him this time.
Did it?
Of course not.
Okay, right.
Yeah, Brian's gonna be giving him CPR, and Letty's gonna be like, get off of him! I'm gonna tell him how much I love him and see if that works.
And that makes him feel better?
Yeah, the power of love is much more effective than CPR in situations like this.
Oh, good to know.
And then Hobbs is gonna put Shaw in prison.
Wasn't he just crushed under a collapsed parking garage?
Yep.
No further questions.
Fantastic.
So this Shaw guy's like a pretty intense villain, huh?
Oh yeah, this guy killed Han, so he's irredeemable.
Sounds that way.
Unless people like the character, in which case we'll definitely find a way to redeem him and bring him back.
Of course.
Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.